This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 11th, 2020. Today is Veterans Day. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with several stories of our coverage of FIA Expo V. The first one is by Tom Thompson, FIA Expo, Tarbert Misses Opportunity in Keynote Address. In what is likely to be his last FIA Expo address as chairman of the CFTC, Dr. Heath Tarbert spoke for about a half an hour on Tuesday morning at this year's conference, which, of course, is being Zoomed around the world. Tarbert, never straying far from his own role at the commission, presented a 30-minute campaign speech. To read the rest of this commentary, go to johnlothiannews.com. The second story is by Sarah Rudolph, the editor-in-chief of John Lothian News. FIA Expo, Siamese Duffy is sailing smoothly in unchartered waters. In the most uncertain times in the world, CME Group CEO Terry Duffy does not appear to be fazed by the potential threat of a short-selling ban or a financial transaction tax, nor by the volume drop in the CME's interest rate complex this year. In an interview with Walt Lukin at the FIA Expo V, he also seemed unsurprised by the results of the presidential election. To read the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Next up is a story by Jeff Bergstrom, FIA Expo, Managing the Risk of Climate Change, the Role of Markets. Climate change and its attendant issues are often characterized by contentious debate. This was not the case at the FIA Expo V seminar, Managing the Risk of Climate Change, the Role of Markets, moderated by Athena Eastwood, a partner in Wilkie, Farr, and Gallagher. To read the rest of the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is by Tom Thompson, FIA Expo, Resilience, Complacence, Readiness, Clearing During Volatility. A Tuesday morning panel called Clearing During Volatility gathered Sarah Shore of Goldman Sachs, Lee Betzel of CME, Dale Michaels of OCC, Gert Elkerman of ABN AMRO Clearing Bank, and Jackie Mesa of FIA. The session focused on February to March 2020 kind of volatility. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story was by Suzanne Cosgrove, FIA Expo, SEC's Pierce Upbeat on Future of Bitcoin ETFs Urges Crypto Safe Harbor. SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce reiterated her often expressed free market stance toward cryptocurrency markets Tuesday, saying the industry has been developing at a dramatic pace and the regulatory pace has not kept up. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is also by Suzanne Cosgrove, FIA Expo, NASDAQ's Friedman Sees Industry Resilience Through 2020's Challenges. NASDAQ CEO Adena Friedman said Tuesday that while the story of 2020 has been one of uncertainty, beginning in March with the pandemic and continuing with the U.S. presidential elections, she was proud of the way the exchange industry has risen to the challenge. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Today is Veterans Day in the U.S., and there are similarly themed remembrance days around the world. Veterans Day honors all those who have served the country in war or peace, dead or alive, although it's largely intended to thank living veterans for their sacrifices. It is important to remember these sacrifices for us, as the election we just had would not have been possible without the sacrifices of veterans. One way the U.S. honors veterans is with the Veterans History Project, signed into law by President Bill Clinton. This video project captures the stories of veterans' wartime experiences before they perish this life. Our Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading series were inspired by the Veterans History Project. Take a moment today at 11 a.m. and 11 minutes and 11 seconds to remember the U.S. veterans for whom we are greatly in debt to. FIA Expo V is off to a good start. Heath Tarbert made everyone hungry with his descriptions of regulatory steak and brisket. CME Group Executive Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy gave a shout-out to NASDAQ CEO Adina Friedman and a boost to their collaborative water futures product, and gave an explanation of why a transaction tax could move the CME and other exchanges to Dallas, Texas. He also offered his support for the need for diversity in organizations like the CME Group and why it is the right thing to do. Here are FIA CEO and Walt Lukin's opening remarks for Expo V. Amazingly, no mention of Pat Kenny. See today's newsletter, johnlothiannews.com, for the link. In a story about how Senator Kelly Loeffler bought a jet to take advantage of a Trump tax loophole to write off the cost of the airplane, there is a tidbit that she and her husband, ICE Chairman and CEO Jeff Sprecher, appear to have put their Atlanta home on the market this past July with an asking price of $19 million. Let me state unequivocally that lying is wrong. Also, supporting a lie is wrong, even if you think it furthers your political career. Lying should not be normalized by mass support for a lie. Do the right thing. Don't lie or support lies. So says John Lothian. The U.S. reported more than 1 million new cases of coronavirus over the last 10 days. The U.S. reported more than 136,000 new coronavirus cases, a new single-day record. My local hospital, Elmhurst Memorial Hospital, where I've had several surgeries, has the highest number of COVID-19 cases ever right now. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. This is the first time we've had 2 days in a row during the week without a donation. We're just short of $15,000 for the campaign to raise $300,000. Help support our efforts to preserve industry history with a donation to the GoFundMe campaign. There was a massive thunderstorm across the middle part of the U.S. yesterday, including Chicago, right about 5 o'clock last night. It would have made for a very wet FIA Expo cocktail party experience had we held the in-person event this year. The oak tree in my front yard dropped 99% of its leaves, or they were ripped off by the almost tornado-like winds we had yesterday. Normally, this tree drops its leaves in December. I think the 6 weeks of dry weather we had in late summer has influenced this. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Merrick Spectron put out a press release. Merrick Spectron to acquire Chicago-based XFA Execution Broker continues expansion of North American franchise. Merrick Spectron, the global commodity specialist, today announced that it has signed an agreement to acquire Exchange Financial Access, XFA, a fast-growing exchange-traded derivatives execution broker. The transaction, expected to close on the 13th of November, broadens the Merrick Spectron product range, further strengthens its North American presence, and builds on its global clearing infrastructure while providing XFA clients with ready access to complementary products and services. The FT has an editorial today from its editorial board, Donald Trump's dangerous election reversal game. There is no evidence to overturn Joe Biden's presidential victory. The longer Donald Trump refuses to concede the U.S. presidential election, the more he damages American democracy. The fact that Mr. Trump lost last week's vote is not in serious dispute. His opponent, Joe Biden, looks to have won 306 Electoral College votes, 36 more than needed to take the White House. Yet Mr. Trump is insisting on branding this as a, quote, stolen election. Many senior Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, are rashly indulging the U.S. president's bruised ego. My comment is, lies, damn lies, and made-up statistics, or made-up lies, from a postal worker. Bloomberg has a story. COVID super spreader risk is linked to restaurants, gyms, hotels. Mobile phone data to model how mobility impacts infection. Movements of 98 million people mapped along with case growth. The reopening of restaurants, gyms, and hotels carries the highest danger of spreading COVID-19, according to a study that used mobile phone data from 98 million people to model the risks of infection at different locations. Researchers at Stanford University and Northwestern University used data collected between March and May in cities across the U.S. to map the movement of people. They looked at where they went, how long they stayed, how many others were there, and what neighborhood they were visiting from. They then combined that information with data on the number of cases and how the virus spreads to create infection models. Here's my comment. Super spreader events will dominate the next couple of months. Thanksgiving in the U.S. is one, holiday parties in December is another, with Christmas and Hanukkah next. New Year's is another, and so by Inauguration Day in the U.S., you could have 300,000 new cases a day, potentially, if no mitigation steps are successful. That is my guess only. This is my worst-case scenario, or maybe it's my worst-case scenario I am willing to share publicly. The Wall Street Journal has a story, COVID-19 surge strains hospitals once again. Hospitals could face greater challenge than earlier this year as coronavirus surges widely and hits rural regions where resources are scarce. Hospitals across the nation face an even bigger capacity problem from the resurgent spread of COVID-19 than they did during the virus's early stages this year. Pandemic preparedness experts said as the number of U.S. hospitalizations reached a new high. My comment, wear your masks, regularly use hand sanitizer, stay away from super spreader venues and events. The Deutsche Börse put out a report. Finalists for the Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation Prize 2021 announced the four finalists of the Deutsche Börse's Photography Foundation Prize 2021 are Palumi Basu, Alejandro Cartagena, Sio Fei, and Zeynep Zadira. Sorry if I mispronounced their names. For the renowned annual award, which will celebrate its 25th anniversary in 2021, artists and projects are nominated who have made an important contribution to photography in Europe in the previous 12 months. This year's shortlist features four unique artists whose bold and far-reaching projects cover geographic areas from Algeria to China and address issues of both local and global importance. Here are the top three most read stories from yesterday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Bloomberg's "The Man Who Could Explain the $2 Million Wirecard Mystery is Missing." I look forward to this episode on unsolved mysteries. Second was the Los Angeles Times story, 23,000 households reported income over $10 million last year. The IRS audited 7. Why does it seem the IRS calls me if I'm off by $5? Third was the Wall Street Journal's popular trading platform sideline users with technical difficulties as stocks surge. This must be a corollary to Murphy's Law. Not only do things go wrong that can go wrong, but they also do so at the worst possible moment. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 192,404,583 pages viewed with 24,519 pages. There are 226,729 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. And if you see a veteran today, salute them for Veterans Day and thank them for their service. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.